I'm sensing some pushback on the rent-a-kid program.
It's like a glorified babysitter, essentially.
It is. We'll have a vetting service. We'll be above board. Everybody will be on the same page.
Yeah.
There will be, you know, if you want to rent a kid to meet somebody of the opposite sex, like we will go and monitor. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we'll have security that are around you.
Yeah.
So you can't like kidnap the kid. Because that would not look good when people are going on Yelp to do reviews. If we have a rent-a-kid program and the kid got kidnapped.
Right.
We probably would not get a good review. Speaking of which, when was the last time you went on Yelp to review something?
It's been a long time.
True honesty here. I need to do a better job if I'm going to do reviews on places that I like. I've maybe done 3 Yelp reviews in my life. And there are places that I walk out and I'm ticked off. And I immediately get on my phone and I do a review. I need to do a better job of places that I like, because there are definitely a lot more places that I like than I dislike, and giving them a good review.
Yeah, because, let's be honest. You know, normally if somebody's on Yelp, it's to trash a place. Yeah.
That is true. The Google review appears to be the popular one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how our company pays people to go on there and put positive things up. That's how you should do it.
Yeah, my check came in.
All right. We are off and running on a Thursday, folks. I mean, we all got to make the bag.
Yeah.
That's true. We all got to make the bag.
Exactly.
You know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you get there, right? Right?
As long as you get there.
As long as you get there.
Yeah.
Everything is legal? Kind of? The end result. Who cares about the journey? I want the bottom line, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a Thursday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. There is George. We're already underway. Jacob Padilla from Hale Varsity is going to join us here in a little bit. It is also the day that kicks off Hope Springs Eternal. It is the start of the football season around here, kind of the unofficial leading into the official tomorrow, because today is Fan Day in Lincoln. Yeah, there is media availability. Later in the show, we'll go to Lincoln. The head coach is slated to speak along with other players, so if anything relevant is mentioned, we will bring that to you. But today is the start of Hope Springs Eternal for kind of a mystery team that is in Lincoln. And the most important season maybe. Do I want to do this? Do I want to go there? Do I want to go right over the top and just buckle myself in for hyperbole of the year? I'm going to say one. I'm going to give myself some leeway. One of the most important seasons ever for Nebraska football. For the current program, the university, the fan base, the brand, everything that is tied together. This is not just it's an important year for Scott Frost. It's an important year for Adrian Martinez. It's an important year for Omar Manning. It is an important year for Nebraska football and everything that falls underneath that umbrella. And it begins officially tomorrow, but kind of today, when Hope Springs Eternal. And you do get excited for the next 4 weeks that will lead up to the game against Illinois. We will talk a lot about what's going to happen at camp, because I think there are some things that we won't know until Nebraska plays a game. And you may not care what happens over the next 4 weeks. There's going to be important moments over the next 4 weeks. But if you want to just wait until August 28th, that's your prerogative. It's Nebraska has done it to you, and that is perfectly fine. Because there are going to be some things that will not be that will probably be mentioned, but we won't know for sure until the 28th of August. We'll talk more about Adrian Martinez and jobs that are open. Plus, today is the big day for the SEC. Because the SEC will vote today and they will say, come on in, Oklahoma and Texas. And Bob Boolsby will say, talk to my lawyers. Has a lawyer ever lost a game? Has a lawyer ever lost a game? Because we're going to get lawyer-on-lawyer activity going on now. Bob Boolsby yesterday was a little bit butthurt. He had the insane, wacky signature on the cease and desist that was written to ESPN. Everybody tells me that my handwriting is awful.
Because it is.
No, it is not.
Gary.
It is absolutely not. All of you people in this building that rip me for my handwriting, why don't you guys read better?
Oh, Maybe if it was legible, we'd read better.
My handwriting is perfectly legible. I can read it. For the record, my signature, my handwriting is much better than the 7-year-old Bob Bowlsby that signed the bottom of that cease and desist.
Oh, wow.
I think that his signature, his name, I was trying to find where the B is or the R if he uses Robert on official documents. It just looked like nutty.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looked like. So if you want to come at me about my handwriting, which I'm showing you a piece of paper now, George, you can read that.
Yeah, okay. That's not bad. Okay.
Yeah, you can read that.
Okay. So your handwriting is good when you want it to be.
You can read that.
But no. Okay.
Now that's shorthand. It's just like quick notes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no. That one's a struggle.
So I have the handwriting of a doctor or...
Let's go with that, yeah.
Or a pharmacist. I just never went to school to be one of those. But we're going to talk about Bob Bowlsby because... There's the part of ESPN that I've been saying for a couple of days now. ESPN is spending smart money. We all, whether you're a conference commissioner, a college football coach, a player, or a fan, we let ESPN do this. We're going to attack this from both sides. From the side that you say, I'm out, to the side of the business part of college football that ESPN is succeeding at. We made this a business and they said, game on. Instead of a sport, it became a business and we kept giving more and more to ESPN and they kept taking it further and further where we're at this point where there is no point of return. But Bob Bowlsby, maybe don't get caught with your pants down. Okay? Maybe don't be butthurt. Maybe take care of your own and maybe understand how corporations work. I'll explain. As we dive deeper into the bomb that was dropped by Bob Bowlsby yesterday, can you ever recall a conference going at their own TV partner like Bob Bowlsby did yesterday? Plus, it's been a good day in the Olympics. It was a good night last night in the pool for the U.S. It has been a good day for women's gymnastics, volleyball, where 3 of the 6 on the floor at the end of the match against Turkey were wearing the red, white, and blue, but they were representing the G, the B, and the R. Plus, NFL training camps are open and more on college football. And we will monitor the trade deadline for Major League Baseball that is coming up tomorrow. The Yankees think they fixed their offense with Joey Gallo last night from the Rangers. Did they? And is this the day that the Cubs nostalgia tour comes to an end? All of that and more, plus the NBA draft tonight. Jacob Padilla from Hail Varsity is coming up in a bit on The Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.